It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports Studio. Hope your day's going well. Hope you have an outstanding weekend ahead. And thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. It is February 23rd of 2024. We inch closer to March and the madness. Meanwhile, you've got the girls' state high school basketball tournament beginning next week. Of course, the Cedar Falls Tigers will be back at the well, and you'll hear coverage Monday on Cruising KCFI. That's why you got to go to that broadcast calendar at 1650thefan.com. You can always get the details on all of our upcoming broadcasts on all four of our Koloff Media stations here in Cedar Falls. But the boys tournament right to follow after the girls tournament. We got wrestling in the rearview mirror last week. Busy but fun time of the year. And also today, the first spring training game or games for most teams, including the Chicago Cubs. Just 34 days on our countdown on the whiteboard here in the Circus Sports Studio until the regular season opener. And the Cubs took care of business today against the Chicago White Sox. Got an 8-1 win, and bunch of young guys played well, so the games don't count, but it was I flipped it open, saw some highlights, and it sure was nice to see the visuals of baseball. I'll say that much, no doubt about it. And thankfully, we've been having some weather that makes you think baseball will soon be here as well. So yeah, just pumped up for a Friday edition of the show. Like I said, hope your day's going well. However you are tuned in, thank you. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM. On our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. All sorts of options to tune in. Make sure you're following us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page. If you're on the Zuck machine, type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Just hammer that like button, and you'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed. What's not to like? Bookmark the website as well, 1650thefan.com. That's where a lot of that local and statewide sports content originates from. Also, national sports content to be found there, local and statewide news, the podcast of this show, today's Waterloo Blackhawks weekend preview available there on demand. All sorts of reasons to have 1650thefan.com bookmarked and make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Have the numbers saved in your phone. One of them, 319-277-1918. Dial up the program with any questions or comments that you ever have, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call, by all means. Don't be shy. Either way, calling or emailing, reach out to me. I'll email you back. I'll put you on the show if you call. C-O-L-E, Cole, at 1650thefan.com, the email address for your questions or comments. Or maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, I will listen to what you have to say, or type, maybe, I should say. But, yeah, reach out. 319-277-1918, 800-913-9479, or email me, Cole, at 1650thefan.com. All right, we'll get to area sports news and scores in just a few short moments, as you might imagine. Plenty to get to in the stack for a Friday. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. We'll come back in the next segment. And friend of the show, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, current Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, Sean Keeler will join the show. And when Sean joins, we talk about all that's trending in the sports world. What are the big topics? And Sean helps us tackle them in a way that only he can. And so spring training, Major League Baseball. Have you heard about this jersey fiasco, or much less seen this jersey fiasco going on in Major League Baseball? So Nike with Fanatics, I think I got that right, set out this offseason to improve Major League jerseys. Okay, fine, cool, that's great. Not resistant to any sort of change. Who would be, right? If you're going to make them better, make them better. That's awesome. And the reviews have not been great. For one, the last names on the back of the jerseys are a lot smaller. And, you know, they don't look any better, and it's harder to read, and it kind of looks like one of those knockoff jerseys that you'd buy from any given continent in Asia, probably. And so that was one thing where the players are like, well, that's weird, and it kind of looks tacky, you know, or secondhand. Doesn't look authentic. Most importantly, I think, in all of it, because there are other complaints about the fit of the jerseys themselves, but I think most people who either played Little League, or perhaps you didn't, but you've had a kid that plays Little League, and you go up against the team that, instead of wearing the gray pants, they're wearing the white pants. And if you buy the white pants for Little League from the sporting goods store off the clearance rack a lot of times, those white pants, they'll show your underoos. And that's exactly what's happening at the Major League level. Is you can see a bunch of these teams have done their photo shoots for the season. They'll do them right as players report to spring training. And you can see guys' jerseys tucked in underneath their belt on all of them, just because of the material itself. You can see it. The material isn't, you know, thick enough where you can't. And then it's even worse on the white jerseys, which, of course, like, every team has white jerseys. And so this is just Major League Baseball. It's just one step forward, one step back, or maybe two under Rob Manfred's leadership. And it should be a day where the only thing we're talking about is spring training games beginning for most teams today, and just being happy that the Cubs look good and we got to watch a little baseball. But here I am talking about a jersey fiasco that Major League Baseball has. There's also the fact that the Cubs did beat the White Sox of all teams today, and their scumbag owner, Jerry Reinsdorf, has the nerve to go to the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago asking for a billion, with a B, billion dollars in public funds for a new White Sox stadium in unoccupied ground in the South Loop, just south of downtown. And so we'll talk about both of these items when Sean Keeler joins us in the next segment. We'll also talk about a quick alteration that happened this week to the college football playoff that hasn't even, you know, we haven't had one yet, the 12-team playoff. We will, but a change has already been made. So a lot to get to with Sean after we're done there. We'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side in the third segment, and a bunch of audio to get to. Lisa Bluter, Fran McCaffrey, Darren DeVries, UNI guard Bowen Bourne had an exclusive conversation with Bowen earlier today ahead of the Panthers' big game tomorrow. Details on that in just a bit. And then TJ Otzelberger, also Cyclones, back here on the Fan tomorrow, hosting West Virginia. So let's get into it, since I kind of am already. Area sports news and scores. The high school boys basketball postseason continued last night with Class 3A sub-state semifinals, and in a game that involved an area school, second-ranked Waverly Shellrock rallied to beat Gilbert 80-73. The Gohawks stormed back after being behind by 8 points in the fourth quarter. Luke Frazzle led Waverly Shellrock with 27 points. Gohawks advanced to the sub-state final this Monday, where they will take on Grinnell at the Roundhouse in Marshalltown. Meanwhile, the fourth-ranked Cedar Falls High School boys basketball team begins postseason play tonight. The Tigers host Ottumwa in a Class 4A sub-state semifinal. Tigers enter this game 18-3. Bulldogs are 13-8. Cedar Falls on a 7-game winning streak. And pregame coverage of this game begins at 6:45 on Cruising KCFI with Dave Finnegan. Tip-off is at 7. Four area boys high school basketball teams are going to try to punch their ticket to the state tournament tomorrow night as sub-state finals take place in Class 1A and 2A. In Class 1A, Dunkerton plays Marquette Catholic at West Delaware, and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck faces Key at Waterloo East. In Class 2A, Grundy Center takes on Carroll Kemper at Boone, and Hudson faces North Fayette Valley at Dyke New Hartford. You can listen to the Pirates take on the Tiger Hawks. Hudson take on North Fayette Valley tomorrow night on Cruising KCFI. Dave Finnegan on the call for that one. Roughly about a 7:45 pregame and an 8 o'clock tip. 14th-ranked Indiana frustrated Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark in an 86-69 win over the 4th-ranked Hawkeyes last night. Playing for the first time since she broke the NCAA women's career scoring record, Caitlin Clark finished with 24 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. Struggled from the field, 8 of 26, 3 of 16 from 3, scored just 4 points in the second half. Clark is just 57 points away from her next milestone, Lynette Woodward's. Women's college scoring record with 3 games left in the regular season. The UNI women's basketball team ran past Southern Illinois 74-51 at McLeod Center last night. The Panthers were led by Kaba Lobby, who connected on 7 three-pointers and finished with 23 points. UNI now 10-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. And the Wartburg women held off Dubuque 46-42 in the semifinals of the American Rivers Conference tournament last night. Knights now 23-2. Overall, and will play host to 17th-ranked Loras in the conference championship game tomorrow. Game time at Levick Arena is 4 o'clock. Tonight in college wrestling, 16th-ranked UNI plays host to 7th-ranked Missouri for a Big 12 duel. Tigers have won the last 3 meetings in the series, and tonight's duel begins at 7. A busy day of college basketball tomorrow. 10th-ranked Iowa State at home against West Virginia. Following a loss at second-ranked Houston on Monday, the Clones trail the Cougars by 1 game in the Big 12. Pregame coverage at noon tomorrow here on The Fan. Tip-off at 1. Also tomorrow, Iowa on the road, traveling to Champaign to take on number 12 Illinois. Iowa looking for its first win at the State Farm Center since 2018. And UNI hosts Missouri Valley Conference leading Drake. Just 3 games left in the regular season, the Panthers are battling for a top-4 seed at the conference tournament that comes with a first-round bye. This one tips off at 5 tomorrow at McLeod Center. Pre-game coverage begins at 4:30 on 93.5 The Mix. And the Waterloo Blackhawks are at home for a pair of games this weekend, hosting Sioux Falls tonight and Cedar Rapids tomorrow. Hawks remain in third place in the Western Conference, only 3 points behind second-place Sioux City. Tonight's pre-game coverage begins at 6:45, opening face-off at 7:05. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll chop it up with Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter. What's trending, Major League Baseball, college football, this, that, and everything else, all next right here on a Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Isaac Lohenkron.
Big news today in the world of college sports. A federal judge in Tennessee has granted a preliminary injunction suspending the NCAA from enforcing rules pertaining to NIL benefits. The ruling comes as part of a lawsuit against the NCAA by the states of Tennessee and Virginia. This means the NCAA cannot enforce NIL restrictions until either the suit is settled or the case goes to trial. NFL media reports the Miami Dolphins have informed four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Xavien Howard that he will be released in March. The Dolphins today released veteran linebacker Emmanuel Ogba. And the NFL announced today that the 2024 salary cap is going to be $255 million. That's a $30 million increase from the salary cap just last season.
Don't miss a moment of the sports talk. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan. You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Chicago Blackhawks today, a $2.20 underdog against Winnipeg at United Center. The Jets are the minus 270 road favorites, 5.5 flat. The total, the Blackhawks have dropped two straight and eight of their last 10 games. NCAA baseball coming up today. The Auburn Tigers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Both teams are minus 115 on the money line. The NASCAR Cup Series racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Ambetter Health 400. Joey Logano is 9-1. William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Denny Hamlin are all at 10-1. Head-to-head prop bet, Christopher Bell, the $1.55 favorite, or Alex Bohm. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 17 tonight. Under clear skies, winds out of the north 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 48 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and dry. Sunday and Monday, upper 50s. Sunday, low 70s by Monday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently 42.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And we bring in Denver Post sports columnist and reporter Sean Keeler, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist. You follow him on X at Sean Keeler. A lot to talk about with Sean. Major League Baseball spring training games began today in earnest. There was some changes to the 12-team college football playoff model this week. That was something meant to get to earlier on the show, but glad Sean's here to talk about that. And who knows what the hell else we might get into at some point here. Sean, thanks for being here on a Friday, man. How are you?
I'm good. Happy end of beginning, or in our case, probably the beginning of your work week for you, my friend.
Yeah, busy time over here right now. High school postseason sports going on, but you know, I got to admit, it's nice to see some baseball. I know the games, they don't count, but how about Major League Baseball just continuing to be Major League Baseball? And the spring training games begin today, and the biggest story are these new uniforms from Nike,
see-through pants
with the see-through pants. I mean, that's just One step forward, one step back for Major League Baseball.
You know, it's the answer I've been giving you for years, and I'm counting the days on a calendar like in the Shawshank Redemption, only without Raquel Welch, of the days until Rob Manfred's reign of terror has ended. It just keeps coming, doesn't it? They can't get out of their own way.
And the hell of it is that there was a lot of baseball fans that had about a second and a half of incredible bliss when they heard or read Rob Manfred retiring. Oh, after his contract's over in 2029.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm worried that something, that, you know, Carrot Top is going to be the successor because he couldn't do any worse the way the game's going. But we will see. You know, it's spring kind of, sort of. I don't know where it is, where you are. As you know, Colorado, spring is relative because it's 30 snow, blizzard, 60, 60, 60, 60. 30 snow, blizzard, 60, 60, 60. And we're in a 60 cycle right now, hiking or hockey. We're in a hiking cycle now, but hockey's just around the corner. But I am glad to see the Cactus and Grapefruit Leagues cranking up today. And hallelujah there. Because I, as a Sox fan, I get about 6 weeks of hope, and this is it. And then reality's going to sit in after the 30th of March, and then I'll go back to being grouchy.
I'm glad you brought your Sox up, because I'm not going to let it slide having you on the show and not pointing out how big of a scumbag Jerry Reinsdorf is for asking, having the temerity to ask the city of Chicago, one of the most indebted cities in this country, for $1 billion in public funds for a new stadium development in the South Loop. This man.
And he went to the State House in Springfield. I think the total project is they want $2 million just for the baseball and $4 million for the Project 78 poll. The levels of temerity and just either ignorance or testicular fortitude,
yeah,
is pretty remarkable on several levels without getting us in FCC trouble. I wish I, only to be a fly in the room, I very, very rarely wake up on a day and say, man, I wish I could be an Illinois state representative. But if that got me in a room with Jerry Reinsdorf where I could tell him what to do with coming to me for a corporate handout,
yeah,
I would have enjoyed using very NC-17 language to tell him what he could do with himself and with his ballpark money. I can say that. And then to have the temerity, to your point, to then say, I can't survive because people don't come to my park where it is, because we don't get enough fans here. My fan support is terrible. The amount of, you risk giving yourself bodily harm. You know, I just it boggles the mind. Again, it goes back to what's the old joke? The only people who hate the White Sox more than Cubs and Twins fans are, in fact, White Sox fans.
Yeah.
That's true. It really, the hate and disconnect, just, God, move to Nashville. Just end this for all of us, please. I just can't deal with this anymore.
That's where I would be at, is like, if you think that you've got this great leverage again, like mm-hmm. you did the last time, well, then use it,
yeah.
Jerry.
Go. People be like, just go.
Yep.
Just go.
See ya.
That would be me in the room like, well, it's been great. You know, we'll talk to baseball about an expansion team, and I wish you well with the Nashville Stars sucking.
That's a great point, because if they bounce and go to Nashville or wherever, Major League Baseball would probably put one of those expansion teams back in Chicago. That's a great point to make. I got to ask you again, these people keep calling it the Boris 4, but call it the Boris 5 with J.D. Martinez, one of the better DHs in the game as well. Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, Cody Bellinger, Matt Chapman, all still unsigned. I think that we're going to have Scott Boris's ego finally maybe brought to its knees here. Maybe. Sean, I hope so, because the RSNs have fallen apart. That's been a big part of the financial market of baseball. The valuation data and algorithms that are out there now, everybody's got all that technology. And the Scott Boris move to go directly to your owner, well, that's happened enough times now, so organizations aren't as vulnerable to it. It's just like, I don't know what moves he has left between, you know, what bridges he's burnt and then how the game has just changed.
Some of his clients might need to learn some Korean. You know, and I don't say that to knock any culture in the league, but right. there is a market reality where you're going to run out of domestic options, Keith Blunt. So I don't know. I mean, similar to college sports, which I know we'll transition to at some point, that we're kind of in a scary Wild West world because of broadcasting, but in this case in a bad way. So I think reality has to come at some point, although I have a hard time. Scott Boras is a quandary to me because as much as I find a lot of, not all, some agents to be unscrupulous and skeevy and make my skin crawl to some degree to deal with because their interests are their own, I can't side with owners, like, ever. Like,
no.
Not just Jerry, but the club is pretty. I haven't gotten to know the Monfort family here, as you'd imagine, these last 4.5 years, that I'm like, God, there are no winners in this game. It's all Game of Thrones. There's bad people everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no one to root for.
Well, and here,
maybe Breaking Bad. Would that Breaking Bad be a better analogy? Tell me.
I didn't watch either. I'll put myself on blast. Haven't seen Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I know. But, hey, is what it is. You know the kind of money we make. I can only afford so many of those streaming services.
You can stream only so much. I know.
But, hey, if you want to feel any better about, you know, I guess being against Boras, I'm not taking up for the owners, but, you know, a front office guy, a GM or an assistant GM or somebody in the scouting department, Major League Scouting Department, they're more regular people somewhat the further down you go. And they got jobs to do. They got to do player valuations. And so that's kind of the guys that I'm going to say I'm agreeing with so I can feel better and say, like, I'm not taking up for these billionaire owners who, as you point out, a lot of them, they don't live in our world and they don't get it and look no further than what we just talked about with Reinsdorf.
I have a rule of thumb. My wife and I were talking about this, and whether it's in entertainment, politics, sports, what have you, I have a hard time taking seriously the person pleading to be the common man who doesn't buy their own groceries. I just don't. I don't see it. So, yeah. And in the case of high-level entertainment and high-level sports and professional sports, as we talk about, that's a whole other tax bracket I know I'll never see, but, you know, God willing, you will.
Denver Post sports columnist and reporter Sean Keeler, our guest right now on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Sean on X at Sean Keeler. Yeah, let's talk some college athletics. The college football 12-team playoff after the Pac-12, you know, has effectively dissolved or will, I guess, over the summer.
Oh, no! Tupac.
It's the 5-7 model now, and I was a little worried about what they might change this to from the 6-6 model, but they leave the door open for a because it's going to be the Power Four. They leave the door open for a non-Power 4 conference team to get the auto bid. But I suppose what this means, Sean, if I'm looking at this glass half empty, is that there will be one quote-unquote Cinderella. It may not even quite feel like a Cinderella, but none of these at-larges, 99.8% of the time, these seven at-larges, are ever going to go to anybody outside of a Power 4.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but and I might be misreading Brett McMurphy tweets, full disclosure, but wasn't one of the proposals or something being floated some kind of no maximum per conference arrangement?
I remember catching wind of that at one point.
Not that that's gospel, but that has been strongly hammered out, to which then he's like, why, and I would agree with him, we talk about the big two, air quotes. Why don't the SEC and Big Ten just get it over with and form their own AFC, NFC, and be done with it? Because that's effectively what you're doing. And the NCAA tournament is the best and the worst of what this all is going to be becoming, in that the most powerful 1% always protect their own, and that is the financial interest.
Yep.
And so, yeah, none of... But we've talked about this too, that this is simply going to be the rich getting richer, which is always the model. It never changes. It just gets repackaged. It's sort of like public money for stadiums, you know, back to your White Sox rant to some degree. It's the sum pluses are actually not that much more than, say, your average, I've been told, mid-sized supermarket. It's just money that gets moved around. Mm. And in the case of the playoff, it's money increased. Everyone can say, well, a group of five, say, you know, Colorado State can go to somebody and say, hey, look, this is a good deal because we're going to get 3% more. Yeah, you're going to get 3% more, but Colorado's going to get 25% more, and Alabama's going to get 40% more.
Yeah.
You know, the trickle-down thing cuts you off very, very smaller. You know, at the butt end of it, the smaller you are, the less you're going to get back. So I this whole process is a bit uncomfortable to me too. But I mean, if you're in, you know, if you're born rich and you're in that club, or you're Rutgers, good timing. you know, great. Like, wow, what a great decision we made. Good. I mean, there's a reason why USC and UCLA are in the Big Ten, right? And this is it. It's not because they want to fly to Iowa City. They don't. It's not because they want to go to Lincoln or College Park or New Brunswick. They absolutely don't. It's that they get a bigger cut of a $1 billion pie. And that's what it always was about.
Yeah, they got to figure something out. College football seems, as much change as there's been, it seems like there's going to have to be quite a bit more to kind of, you know, settle the waters, if you will.
Yeah.
And evidenced by this phenomenon here where college football coaches are leaving the sport to take lesser roles in the NFL. I think that number's at like 28 college football coaches having left for the NFL this offseason. 40% of those coaches, Sean, give or take, have taken a reduction in job title. I mean, say no more about what's been created, the monster that's been created by the portal and NIL. And I'm not here to I've never said NIL and the portal shouldn't be a part of things, but I mean, this is the beast that's been created.
Yeah, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase my best friend Deion Sanders on this. It's not, and again, I agree with him more often than I don't, for the record. It's not so much NIL as the collective, because now, look, it's pay to play. It was always kind of pay to play, Cole. Kind of, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
But only in like extreme, super, the blind side kind of moments.
The best,
you know,
of the
mean?
Best that, got paid.
Right. The best of the best. Well, now you've kind of opened that up where it's a free market. What was an open market for the top 1% of college student athletes or prospective high school student athletes, or let's just say prospective talent, period, is now it's like a top 10%,
mm-hmm.
a top 15, where now it's a bidding war all the way around. And it's a bidding war up front. And a lot, like, having talked to former coaches, current coaches, there are some just guys at the AFCA, the Coaches Association there. I mean, they're horrified. I mean, they're control freaks anyway.
Yep.
And the system was gamed towards universities. Let's be fair about that. But the fact that they can't regulate the other sides worries all of them and scares half of them. And I think you're going to see more of that. And I'm surprised, to keep it local to you, that someone like Kirk Ferentz is still kind of, well, that he's still there, frankly, not for anything he did
sure.
or didn't do and the Brian jokes and all what have you. It's that this is not the – and I say this actually in respect and deference to Kirk and knowing his roots and knowing him. This is not what he signed up for.
To make it hyper-local, I've thought the same thing about Mark Farley.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A little smaller example there of it, but – yeah, I mean, it's just blown past the FCS level to a certain degree. But that's true at the FCS level to a degree, too, because everyone wants to go where they're going to be seen and where they're going to get paid first. And let me ask you this question, because someone posed this to me, an example of, because we had upheaval here at Colorado State.
Yeah.
Their longtime AD, Joe Parker, was let go on Monday, and the timing of that I found was very curious. And someone who is a local coach here said to me, you know, I know so-and-so, and he said to me, who do you think makes more money from NIL right now, Montana or CSU? I had to think, and I knew it was going to be Montana, but he said, if you are the biggest fish in these ponds, you swing such a bigger stick right now.
Yeah.
And to the point of where you bring up with UNI, and Montana, UNI are more peers than, say, CSU and UNI are. that's tough. And that's going to continue. Those gaps, whatever gaps, we go back to talk about the playoffs, whatever big gulfs exist between Iowa State, they're not huge, but they exist. Iowa State and you and I and Drake, Colorado, Colorado State, Colorado and Northern Colorado. Any gap that exists now is only going to get wider.
Right.
And any discomfort is only going to get greater by what this is, because the free enterprise opens this up. And any wounds you've got are just going to get bigger. You can say that's a free market. How dare you challenge that? Certainly the Supreme Court state. Whatever you think of it politically, they are a free market Supreme Court. And the NCAA is freaking out. It's been just beaten down because it was a cartel. It was a controlled, stifled labor movement.
Yes.
That is going away. But the flip side of this, to your point, is it gets out of control where, again, the people who write the biggest checks always had the most power, but now they just do it up front. And there's no pushback anywhere. And the NCAA has been, you know, whatever analogy you want to use, but it's been weakened to a point where it can't properly regulate this now. That I think we're on a snowball train that, you know, you say, where does this end? I think we're going to see a European model of relegation, promotion, and semi-
Yes.
quasi minor leagues that are official. I think you're going to separate universities on a very real scale because you're going to have to.
Yep, agreed completely. You know, they call it the great game, and Americans may not want to lean into it ever and learn it, but the one thing I think they're going to have to learn is relegation because I think you're spot on. I think that's what ultimately will find its way into it, definitely college football.
Yeah, a Premier League of college football,
yeah.
I'd say,
yeah.
In its terms. And someone in Iowa and Nebraska will be in that, yeah. Will Iowa State be in that? Probably. It kind of depends on where you want to cut it off.
Yep.
But then there's going to be a whole... The problem is not the top 40 moneymakers and ratings drivers that want to be on that Premier League. The issue is that next 40, because I think Iowa State's in that next 40. I think Minnesota's in that next 40.
Yeah.
I think Northwestern, my alma mater, is in that next 40. That's where it gets uncomfortable. And that's, I think that's coming. And I'm not looking forward to that day because that's where even these superpower arrangements that are going on right now,
yeah.
Ultimately, that's the game. And the it's all line that whatever, you know, go back 40 years and before your time, and a little bit of mine, when college football was so rare, only the biggest brands were on television. That mindset from a TV perspective, because the tail wags the dog, hasn't changed. TV wants what's going to get it money. And if you don't, they don't care about you. They don't care about your academics. They don't care about your morals. They don't care about your standards. And they don't care about your alumni unless you've got more of them that will watch.
Yeah.
And that's going to be tricky because, yeah, the Premier League, I think, ultimately, because, frankly, European soccer and American college sports, specifically college football, are pretty near parallels to each other anyway, for reasons we've talked about. I think ultimately, though, that is going to be the end game. It's just a matter of how long it takes to get there and how many more corpses get thrown by the wayside to get us to that point.
And that'll be one hell of a segment whenever that decision gets made.
Right.
Sean, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Take care. See ya.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, kind enough to join us on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, we got to take this next time out. Got a whole bunch of audio to get to. We'll see how much we can. Lisa Bluter, Fran McCaffrey, Darren DeVries, UNI guard Bowen Bourne, and TJ Otzelberger. That's all next right here on a Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State coach TJ Otzelberger says the sixth-ranked Cyclones are focused on tomorrow's game against West Virginia and not the Big 12 standings. ISU's 9-5 and alone in second after Monday's loss at second-ranked Houston, and they're still in the hunt for their first Big 12 regular season title since 2001.
You play an imbalanced schedule right now, so some teams have maybe had a, you know, everybody has a hard schedule, some harder than others. We're not really caught up in all that. We're just going to worry about practice today, do what we can, be at our best for Saturday. Those type of things take care of themselves.
West Virginia is 4-9 in the Big 12. After climbing back to 8-8 in Big 10 play, the Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road tomorrow to take on 12th-ranked Illinois. The Illini are 10-5 in the league race, and Drake takes a share of the Missouri Valley Conference lead on the road tomorrow to play UNI. This is Radio Iowa.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Love your home with City Builders, offering composite windows, the most energy efficient window made in America. City Builders also carries their exclusive luxury bath systems done in a day. City Builders' state-of-the-art showroom featuring all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience quality products with quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Falls, or call 277-4000.
It's no secret. Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo loves big trucks. But just how big of a truck can become a Tommy Club member? Vehicles up to 98 inches wide and 84 inches tall are welcome to join, meaning that most dually trucks and lifted vehicles fit comfortably. Bring on the duallys, lifted trucks, Jeeps, even lowered vehicles. They're all loved at Tommy's Express Car Wash. Get the wash your vehicle deserves. Tommy's Express Car Wash, University Avenue, Waterloo.
Does it run? Does it drive? Great. We'll give you $3,500 guaranteed trade on your next purchase at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls. Hi, I'm Luke Schmidt, General Manager at Community Chevrolet Cadillac, and we've got a great selection for your $3,500 trade. Whether it's new or pre-owned, we've got a full lot ready to find a new home. So if it runs and drives, bring it on over and we'll give you $3,500 trade-in. Simple, straightforward deals guaranteed at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls.
Offer ends February 29th. See dealer for details.
It's happening now. Folks across the Midwest are rushing to save big money at Menards and get 11% off everything.
Now that I think about it, my recording studio does need a bit of an upgrade. I better hurry up and finish this read.
Hurry in to get started on those big projects and save big money with 11% off everything at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Honey, I'm heading out to Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues. Thanks for being here. Man, I got to tell you, watching the Iowa women last night, they just did not have it in Bloomington as the fourth-ranked Hawks dealt a 86-69 loss by 14th-ranked Indiana last night, and boy, struggles shooting the ball. 5 of 28 from three-point range were the Iowa Hawkeyes.
We're not going to win many games with that. Plus, we got out-rebounded by 9, and that was a problem in the first half. They, you know, they had 10 second-chance points in the first half alone. So, unfortunately, you know, their defense really riled us. And the environment. The environment was really amazing.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Caitlin Clark led the Hawkeyes with 24 points, but only made 8 of 26 shots.
We just couldn't buy a bucket. And credit Indiana. They played great defensively, especially in Caitlin. They did such a good job of trying to keep the ball out of her hands. And, you know, they met her at half court and really had a double team almost at her at half court.
The Hawkeyes now 12-3 in the Big Ten and play host to Illinois on Sunday. Moving to the Iowa men, after climbing back to the 500 mark in Big Ten play, Hawkeyes on the road tomorrow at 12th-ranked Illinois. And the Hawkeyes and the Illini are going to meet twice in the final four games of their regular seasons.
Whatever the schedule presents, you play the teams when they're there. There's no advantage. I don't think there's any disadvantage. Some teams you play once. Some teams you only play at home or on the road. Some teams you play twice. It is kind of strange that you'd play them twice at the end of the year. But, it's kind of consistent across the board. You just kind of play the teams that are there.
Meanwhile, the Drake men's basketball team, you may have heard it during the commercial break there, going to be in Cedar Falls tomorrow to take on the UNI Panthers. And Drake coach Darren DeVries says the Bulldogs need to go out and earn an NCAA tournament spot as the regular season enters its final week. Bulldogs considered a bubble team for an at-large bid as they take a share of the Missouri Valley lead and a 23-5 overall record to Cedar Falls to play UNI on Saturday.
I think it is an NCAA tournament team, but none of that matters if you don't continue to win. But what I do like about this team is the things we've talked about. I think the balance is there that teams that make the tournament have to have. I think we have good depth. We defend and we rebound, we take care of the ball, and then offensively, we can score in a lot of different ways. So.
Coach DeVries adds that he believes there is a path still to an at-large bid if it is needed, but by a slim margin.
You have to continue to win because that's the only thing that matters right now. But if we do that, that's certainly a team that has, through the course of the year, proven that they're a quality team.
The Bulldogs have put themselves in contention by winning 7 of their last 8 games after Wednesday night's 15-point win over Belmont that extended their home court winning streak to 20 games.
Last 4 or 5 games, I think our ball movement's really gotten better. I think our player movement's gotten better as well. We're playing off each other and creating, with our movement, I think we're creating a little more indecision for defenses where we can get 2 guys on the ball a little bit more, which creates better shot opportunities.
All right, we go from the Drake Bulldogs to their opponent tomorrow. As I mentioned, the UNI Panthers was able to have an exclusive conversation with UNI junior guard Bowen Bourne, and that UNI men's basketball team is hoping to bounce back from another disappointing loss earlier this week at Illinois State. And Panthers guard Bowen Bourne, the team's second leading scorer this season, spoke to me today about the team getting its harshest critique so far this season. Coach Ben Jacobson not parsing his words after Wednesday night's loss to the Redbirds, questioning effort. So I asked Bowen, did the team receive that same message? And what do you think about Coach Jacobson at this point in the season now being this sharp with his critiques of the team?
I think he's been doing a really good job of pushing us, and I think we all know how good we can be, and I think that's kind of something that we're all kind of struggling with a little bit is probably not being satisfied, kind of with where we're at, feeling like our record should be a little bit better, feeling like we should be winning some more games and be in a better spot in the Valley, in terms of our seeding for the tournament and be playing for a conference title. I think all of us feel like we're good enough to do that and kind of just, having some struggles. And so I think with that, the coaches have been, really hard on us and really getting after us. And I think, it's just the standard that they know that we can play at because we've showed that throughout the season that we can have some really good stretches, where we're playing really good basketball and really guarding. And
after winning games at Valparaiso and at home against Bradley last week after a rotation shakeup that leaned on the Panthers' depth more, Bourne's belief in that rotation change unshaken by that loss at Illinois State.
This new rotation, trying to play more guys and be more fresh when you're in there, I think can be really good for us. Mm-hmm. But we've also only really had it for 3 games. And so I think there is still a little bit of an adjustment that comes with that. And so I think, there can be the potential that this can really work out for us because everybody at this point is tired, and so when you can use your depth, and especially when you're going down and playing 3 games or 4 games in 3 or 4 days, your depth is going to have to be a difference maker. And so, I feel like there's going to be a lot of confidence, regardless of how the end of the season goes down there, because we do know what our potential is.
Pregame coverage of You and I, Drake, begins at 4:30 tomorrow on 93.5 The Mix. Tip off at McLeod Center at 5. Quickly to the Iowa State Cyclones. The sixth-ranked Clones focused on tomorrow's game against West Virginia, not the Big 12 standings. However, the Cyclones are in the hunt for their first Big 12 regular season title since 2001.
Play an imbalanced schedule right now, so some teams have maybe had a, you know, everybody has a hard schedule, some harder than others. We're not really caught up in all that. We're just going to worry about practice today, do what we can, be at our best for Saturday. Those type of things take care of themselves.
West Virginia enters tomorrow's game at Hilton Coliseum 4-9 in the Big 12 this season.
West Virginia beat us twice last year. They beat us twice. They beat us in Hilton. So that sticks with you. I mean, it was at a point last year later in the season, around this time of the year, and they came in and beat us. So I remember that, and I know that, you know, you've got to be at your best every single night in this league.
And the Cyclones are looking to remain unbeaten at home tomorrow when they take on the Mountaineers.
We take a lot of pride in every game we play at Hilton, so it's one game at a time. So, I'm not going to get ahead of anything other than let's have a great game on Saturday. We've been successful because we've had great crowds. Our guys have played with tremendous energy. We've had good starts of the second half. All those things are going to need to be important on Saturday.
Pre-game coverage begins at noon tomorrow here on The Fan. Tip-off at 1. All right, we got to take our final timeout. We come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Andrew Siciliano with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Falcons running back Bijan Robinson already has sights set high for his second NFL season. Robinson finished his rookie year just shy of 1,000 yards and says he wants 2,000 in 2024. Robinson recently told Sports Illustrated, quote, "I know those are big expectations. What we can do as an offense with all the weapons, our O-line, with Zach being at the helm, it can be something special." The Zach he's referring to is Zach Robinson, no relation, who takes over as Falcons' new offensive coordinator. The Super Bowl champions are signing free agent punter Matt Araiza. He was drafted by the Bills in 2022, but was released before the regular season began after being accused in a civil lawsuit of sexual assault of a minor during an off-campus party at San Diego State in 2021. No criminal charges were filed. Araiza was dropped from the lawsuit last year. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Sharpen Herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds.
Including mare's tail.
Including mare's tail.
Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen Herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Believe it or not, we're just a couple of days away from the NFL Combine. It provides players the power to make or break their draft stock. A blazing 40. That could shoot you from unknown to first round. Just look at Chris Johnson and Darius Heyward-Bey. Both players considered solid prospects, but their performances at the Combine shot their stock all the way up into the first round. And in 2005, an unbelievable workout convinced the Jags to select Arkansas quarterback Matt Jones in round one to play receiver. The Combine's power isn't just always positive, though. We've seen a lot of players' draft stock plummet. DK Metcalf fell to the end of the second round. That was partially due to some poor numbers at the Combine. But Metcalf's success could also serve as a reminder. The Combine can severely affect your draft stock, but in the end, 40-yard dash times don't matter. All that matters is, can you play football? I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Well, Discover wants to change all of that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. That means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. You can learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Firestone Winter Force. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Got to thank Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, for joining today's show. Coming up tonight here on The Fan, Waterloo Blackhawks hockey. The Hawks playing host to Sioux Falls. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45. Puck drop at 7:05. Over on Cruisin' KCFI, Class 4A boys basketball sub-state semifinal. The Cedar Falls Tigers playing host to Ottumwa. 6:45 pregame with Dave Finnegan on Cruisin'. 7 o'clock tip-off. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.